The New York metropolitan area looks very different if seen from the water, especially if you're inside a small boat. As part of our summer series on finding fun in the water, WNYC's Fred Mogul recently joined avid kayaker Peter Fleischer for a paddle off Long Island.
Peter and I were visiting a mutual friend in the Tony town of Sands Point. Our friend was staying with a family that owned several kayaks stored in a garage. We took a red kayak down from a rack and put it on the roof of Peter's car. And we drove 2 minutes on a gravel road to the edge of a tidal marsh to put in about a half mile from the sound.
Yeah, right here. Right here is good.
I liked the idea of kayaking along this stretch of North Shore Long Island. It's widely considered the backdrop to The Great Gatsby. And what can I say? I'm a sucker for literary Americana.
Then how about we'll do this. You'll launch, and then I'll launch, and then we can paddle out side by side.
In the book, Sands Point's supposed to be East Egg, where the old money Buchanans lived. Across the bay is West Egg, more or less the town of Great Neck, where Gatsby and the nouveau riche lived. A gulf of longing separates the two sides.
It's getting toward high tide, and you can see the water coming in this way from the sound in the bay, slowly filling this area.
Peter got into kayaking years ago when he joined a friend on a trip to Alaska, and he's been doing it ever since. He divides his time between Albany and the city, and he uses and stores his sea kayak various places in between. A few years ago, he set out to systematically survey New York City's shoreline from his kayak, but he's also pleased to paddle around more remote areas like this one, too.
There's a great blue heron straight ahead, about 70 yards ahead of us. If we go very quietly, we'll get very close before he'll fly away.
Herons are big and regal, and watching them is always satisfying. It's exactly the kind of thing that gets me out to a place like this. Peter is a great nature lover, too, but he's a little more open-minded than I am about other scenery. He often uses his kayak to get into urban nooks and crannies, places where he can feel history and the struggle between man and nature.
There is something extremely interesting about kayaking into an abandoned, collapsed pier, something that 50 years ago, a huge amount of industry and commerce moved through, maybe soldiers to fight World War II, and now it's just a hunk of rusted, bent metal and concrete. And the beauty of a kayak is 2 seconds after you step off the land, your relationship to your surrounding world changes.
After a while, we come to the mouth of the marsh, where it meets the Long Island Sound. We get out and take in the wind and the whitecaps. About 200 yards away, behind a fence, are the remnants of a Gatsby-era mansion. Maybe the one Fitzgerald had in mind for the Buchanans when looking across the bay from Great Neck. Peter marvels at the view the revelers in the Roaring Twenties would have had gazing east.
Long Island is off to our right somewhere, and Westchester, Connecticut to the left. But if we look straight out, we've at least 100 miles of Long Island Sound. It's quite a big, beautiful thing.
It starts to rain, so it's probably a good time to head home. It wasn't exactly the world's biggest struggle to get out here, but getting back should be nice and easy.
For the next hour, as the sea fills the creek and the tide comes high, it makes the creek become a river. It's fast enough to feel like a real flow and doesn't require paddling. So whatever work we have to do on the way in, we can just sort of relax on the way back.
And relax we did. We talked about the Beatles and Blondie and maybe doing a paddle someday through the New Jersey Meadowlands. That's a much larger labyrinth than this one. But Peter says if you get lost, you can always use GPS. And the cellular coverage out there is excellent. For WNYC, I'm Fred Mogul.
See a mountain, see an ocean, see the years that bring rock and tide. Close together. Settle down, I said to myself, things that come with time.